What a glorious life, what a career for God and mankind this great man has had. Like all of us, a man not without fault or problems, but far less of each than most of us have. Billy Graham was a model of the old saying, walk the walk. And mean what you say, and say what you mean. In a day and age when it is commonplace to hear of the falling of one religious leader after another, Protestant, Catholic, and Jew, not so with Billy Graham. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is one of the most effective missions for Christianity in America, and in fact, the world over. Don't you agree? God brought great men and women to the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. I remember when it first started, at or about 1947. Billy Graham ministered with men of God like Cliff Barrows and Bev Shea. The rallies and crusades these great men produced for God were incredibly effective. Cliff Barrows was a Spirit-led master of ceremonies, and Beverly Shea, had a golden baritone voice, unforgettable. It lives on today. And then came Billy Graham, an apostle of his Lord, with a powerful preaching style, eloquent, compelling, and dynamic. The genius of his success, as he so freely and publicly confessed, was the simple gospel message he preached. Simple, basic, nothing but the Bible. Billy Graham was often criticized by the so-called learned theologians, many of them modern-day Pharisees and Sadducees, in my opinion, criticized for his lack of theological depth. But you know, my friends, Billy Graham had spiritual depth. And he saw the ultimate truths of the gospel better than anybody, in my opinion. He stuck passionately to his calling, and to present the message of salvation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, pure and simple, pure and simple. That, he believed, Mr. Graham did, was what all humankind needed, all men and women, and it was indeed because they responded to that Graham message of the gospel by the millions. The millions. Straight, simple, clean, clear, and unadulterated. And of course, right and true. Much of the clarity of that saving gospel seems lost today, lost in modernity, a different, more politically correct Christianity, often financially driven, and presented so as not to offend, although the scriptures clearly state that the message of the cross is in fact an offense. It is. No matter the criticism, Billy Graham always, always, always stood tall for his Lord. I honor him for that. This great apostle of the Lord was blessed with one of the finest helpmates God could give. A wife herself thoroughly Christian and missionary and the mother of wonderful children. Ruth Graham, now with her Lord, was exactly the partner Billy Graham needed. She loved him, supported him, bore children for him, and endured his absences for the Lord often for weeks at a time. Their daughter, Anne Graham Lotz, is a strong witness for Christ. Billy Graham's son, Franklin, is indeed a spiritual chip off the old block, endowed deeply with Graham genes, spiritually and theologically. No father could be more proud of a son. No one could ever be as eloquent as Billy Graham, but Franklin Graham sure comes close. And Franklin Graham has led the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association in the paths of righteousness, expanding the ministry, and traveling, and witnessing, and carrying on crusades worldwide. And yet, so strongly carrying on a spiritual tradition and heritage which began at or about 1947. This organization deals with the great issues, the political, the social, and the moral issues of the day, even more so than in the days of Billy. The Franklin Graham-led organization stands tall, as did the Billy Graham organization, and fights the fight of faith. Early on, Billy Graham worked for racial harmony and equality, and I honor him for that. And he did so as far back as 1950, virtually at the very beginning of his ministry. Billy Graham insisted on integrated seating, black and white together, at his crusades in the southern United States. Boy, that was an aggressive, bold, and right move, don't you think? and it was unheard of to that point. In 1957, Billy Graham held rallies in Harlem, and Brooklyn. Now, this is back in 1957. In order to reach out to people of color. Ah, fantastic, sir, fantastic. And he invited black evangelist Howard Jones and later Ralph Bell to join his team. Billy Graham developed a warm friendship with Martin Luther King Jr., the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and strategized privately with him about their respective roles in the civil rights struggle. And as well, some 20 years before the end of apartheid in South Africa, Billy Graham denounced the racist policy and insisted on integrated meetings during a 1973 crusade. He consistently cited racial discord as one of the world's greatest problems, and he emphasized the need for hearts to be spiritually transformed in order for people to love one another, no matter the color. Sounds like Martin Luther King, doesn't it? And so does Franklin Graham. He does the very same, and he does it mightily so, in my opinion. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association produced radio and television programs. It was a spiritual blessing, my friends, for the Crawford Broadcasting Company in its early years to broadcast that great program, The Hour of Decision, on all of our stations. It was an honor I and my family will never forget. The Reverend Dr. Billy Graham was as effective on radio as he was in person. No matter the outlet, the message never changed. Never. In fact, my very own father, Percy B. Crawford, was a predecessor of Dr. Graham, even to some extent a mentor and an example. My father, Percy, was an evangelist, a servant of his Lord, some 15 years before the arrival of Billy Graham. Percy Crawford ministered on radio and television and set an example for Billy Graham. And their styles of presenting the gospel were amazingly similar. In fact, Billy Graham often and early on acknowledged the influence Percy B. Crawford had on his career and the development of his effective way of presenting the gospel. The Crawford family owned and operated three summer camps in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania, Pine Brook, Shadow Brook, and Mountain Brook. Pine Brook for the older, at that time older was 14 years and up, Shadow Brook for boys, and Mountain Brook for girls. Thousands upon thousands of young people came to know the saving grace of Jesus Christ through these ministries. Billy Graham came to Pine Brook Camp in the Pocono Mountains to minister and learn in 1947 and 1948. There are fond pictures our family still possesses of Ruth and Billy Graham, side by side with Percy and Ruth Crawford. Those four may have been the most powerful witnesses for Jesus Christ, evangelical witnesses for the Lord at that time. What an honor for me and my family to know and remember that our family and my father and my mother had loving influence on the spiritual ministry of Ruth and Billy Graham. What you are and what you did goes on, great man, and on, effectively and mightily for God and country. The simple, saving message you preached is alive and well. The culture, social, and educational ministry and mission of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is stronger than ever, perhaps even more influential than ever. None of us will ever forget the crusade Billy Graham held in New York City in July 1957, when more than 100,000 people on one night packed the stands of Yankee Stadium, and there were 20,000 people turned away. Nothing could indicate more the hunger of people for the plain and simple saving message of Jesus Christ, or the special rallies in Korea for servicemen and citizens. He was a real missionary in that regard. By the way, my father, Percy Crawford, also ministered in Korea to our servicemen and to the worthy citizens of that great country. So, whether it was visiting hospitals where the truly needy were, or the rallies in Harlem where no white evangelist dared to go, or the television programs, or that once great radio program, The Hour of Decision, or even the great influence Billy Graham had on Wall Street, where a crusade drew as many as 30,000 people, Wall Street no less, You know, Wall Street does not need an investment of more capital, but a real investment in the real wealth of the gospel. Billy Graham brought that way back when. The message of the saving grace of Jesus Christ was heard worldwide through Billy Graham because he was a humble man, virtually without ego, living a consistent life true to his calling, caring little about money personally or even power and fame, even though he was known the world over and often voted in the top 10 most admired men and women in the whole world. One thing and one thing only was the purpose and the passion of his life, and that, in his words, was my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's Billy Graham, my friends. You know, that simple message of the gospel, that testimony of Billy Graham, becomes less popular every day, and it is often rare to hear those words in America and the world over today. But they remain for him and for tens of millions like him the ultimate truth, and for me too. What about you? You know, I remember well the words of the old hymn which our family sang, and those powerful words were as follows. Listen to them carefully, will you please? What will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, what will he do with me? Let me read that again. What will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, what will he do with me? Simple, clear, lyrics and music, unlike much of Christian music today. Those words make it clear that you make a decision about this spiritual challenge, like Billy Graham did, whether you are aware or not. You either decide for or against, or you ignore it, but neutral, neutral, you cannot be. So, my fellow Americans, the entire life and ministry of Billy Graham and those who follow after him ask you, you and me and all, the very same question, the very same question. What will you do with Jesus? What will you?